And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick are both down at Rancho Leonero fishing their annual tournament. In studio this morning, we're going to have a really fun morning. Corey Sand and myself with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with all the exciting fish reports, good information, good stuff coming up. Be right back on the Mighty 1090 Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, good morning, anglers. Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Awesome show. If you didn't catch the beginning, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick are down at beautiful Rancho Leonero. Yesterday's show, if you missed that one, you go to the archives and download the app and get that one. That's down in Loretto, beautiful Loretto. But today they're down in beautiful Rancho Lanero. I'm in studio with Doug Kern. Awesome to be in here with you from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Corey. This is very cool. My first, well, actually not my first time on air with you because at Day at the Docks did a little cameo appearance before we got up and running. But I'm just so stoked that you're here. I mean, I've known Corey way back into the 80s. And, you know, I'm sure that everybody knows that, you know, Corey's been a solid piece of our industry for many decades. And for him to be part of Let's Talk Hookup, which is like a Southern California fishing institution, and, you know, have Corey be a part of that and just, like, kind of fits right in with the whole scheme of everything that we do. I mean, you know, he's got his Parker, and he's, you know, he's a well-rounded fisherman, but he's like a super mega bass expert, and he's over there cringing because he doesn't like the accolades. But but the fact is, I got to give credit where credit's due. Corey's probably one of the best calico fishermen on the coast, and you know that's one of our special fish that we're so lucky to have. And you know some of the baits that he's developed over the years. You know, I've watched the process. He goes out and he loves to fish. But he loves, you know, all of us get our little method down. Okay, I can do this, so I can go out and catch calicos, you know, whatever the method is. But Corey likes to invent, you know, and concoct new ways to catch these fish because, you know, one day they might bite this method or at this depth or, you know, with these conditions. And then, you know, the next time out, you know, something different. And so he's come up with all these, you know, various swim baits and then, you know, the slugs and then the weedless and, you know, just the methods, and so it's been
all the crazy, crazy ways. And that truly, you know, you think about it, Doug. We live in a very unique section of coast, really. I mean, California is beautiful. The Bight, and
yes,
from Santa Barbara, really. I mean, from Long Beach to San Diego, kind of.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at it, not excluding Santa Barbara by any means, but
no,
they have beautiful coastline and excellent calico fishing. But
And even to get down on the coast of Mexico, which, you know, a lot of people, when you're going into Mexico, it's the yellowtail tuna thing, but there's some of the best calico fishing on the Mexican coast down there as there would be anywhere, and it's pretty untouched.
It really is untouched. And that, you know, but you're looking at a group of guys from really Santa Barbara to San Diego, you know, just over 200 miles a stretch of coast that you're attracting people. So it's really a niche fishery, but
it is
one of the funnest in the world. And if you've never done it, I mean, calico fishing, you got to get down several ways. I mean, you can hire a local guide if you've never done it, like Ben Florentino, Coastal Charters.
One of the best guys, you know, ever.
You can hop on the Cedros trips right now.
Absolutely.
Whether you're with Jeff Mariani on the kayak trips.
Or
you know what? There's an Islander trip. I think it's the 7th and 8th. That's coming up on the Islander. Pete has a trip with five openings. If you jump on the letstalkhookup.com there, you'll get on the website and click on trips. You can get on there. But
now, is that the kayak trip?
It is. It's on the Islander. Yeah.
Yeah, so they do that every year. And
a lot of fun.
Kind of a mothership operation. You go up to Clemente, and, you know, they'll take rotations. You can fish from the boat or you can fish from the kayak, whatever you want to do. But to be able to get into some of those tight little areas in the kayaks and target, you know, I mean, we both fished over at Clemente, and the average fish there when it's going good is, you know, that 3 to 5 pound stuff. And the numbers can reach, you know, in the hundreds during the day if you're hardcore and pick away at it all day.
Yep.
And it's not uncommon to get a 6 or a 7. You're probably going to, as a matter of fact, this time of year.
Yeah.
And the possibility for an 8, 9, or even a double digit is very real. I mean, I would say on any given trip like that, your top fish are going to be that 8, 9 pound stuff, which is what most people call a 10, 11.
Right, exactly.
You know, when they see it, I mean, they're just gargantuan, beautiful
Goliath
old fish.
Looking,
yeah.
For sure. But that's, you know, and then like the El Nino stuff, you look at what we just went through the last 3 or 4 years, and we've talked about it before. It really takes a toll on the inshore. It decimates the kelp, and it really creates a lack of bait fish and just a lack of health in the inshore. But as we kind of exit the El Nino, you know, quote unquote El Nino period, and we're still seeing signs of, you know, not true El Nino, but warmer kind of a cycle, and definitely not Wahoo and that kind of thing like we've had. I mean, that was crazy.
That was out of control.
In the shop? Yeah.
But what's happened now is that whole cycle that we've been in, the red crabs live here now. The fin bait is so over the top healthy. We've had fish here since January 1st, yellowtail, and then the bluefin got here. Well, bluefin never left. The commercial guys reached their quota before we even, got a taste of it for the sport guys. And in April, same thing, April 1st, like 4 years in a row, the first tuna of the year. And, they're not over the top biting that well now because there's so much bait, but there is a volume of fish here. And as soon as that water spikes up a degree or two and the metabolism gets going, I mean, we're going to have an epic season.
But you just drew up a little something that kind of went over most people, I guarantee you, is on a typical spring when we have all that bait and we have everything going on and a large volume of, like we do now, yellows and some bluefin, when they have all that bait to feed on, they're not so susceptible to coming to the boat to the chum and that kind of thing. But as water temps warm up a few degrees and the bait kind of dissipates.
That's right.
Then they start getting hungry. It all comes together. I mean, you're drawing up kind of a typical spring, really.
Yes. This is, people that just got into fishing 4 years ago think that it's maybe a little slow. This is very typical. You get the wind, the water rolls over, becomes very nutrient rich. It's very healthy for our fishery.
Super healthy.
All this bait. I mean, the volume of 1-inch anchovy out there right now is ridiculous. Couple that with, the sardines, the mackerel. That red crab, they don't call them tuna crabs for nothing.
Right.
That bluefin is now living in Southern California on a regular basis. And, the scientists that I've spoken to personally feel that this is another 3, 4, 5 years minimum that those fish will just live here. And I love to look back to the turn of the previous century, 1899, 1900, 1901, and look at those old pictures. And that's, the Zane Grey and all that. Those are the bluefin that we have now, that multiple year classes, small fish, medium fish, and huge fish. And they were catching them on crazy tackle with crazy boats, that none of the amenities like what we have, bait tanks and, even a motor for that.
And the guys wearing their suits, literally.
Right.
With a 200-pound bluefin.
It's a very gentlemanly sport.
Yeah, right.
That's changed.
We're truly in the good old days. I mean, this is...
We are. This is like a 100-year event. And, I mean, this is very special. People that have been partaking in this and that will partake the next few years are going to talk about this for the rest of their life. We don't know if those fish will be here one more year or 10 more years, but...
we have to enjoy it while it's here.
We have to take advantage of this. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, right. I know. It's just one of those things that doesn't happen all the time. And in the shop, rigging up all the yummy flyers.
Oh, my gosh.
And flat falls. Are you kidding me?
We have, this whole flat fall, yummy flyer thing is... It's not new to us because the long-range guys, for maybe the last decade and a half, 2 decades, would... troll a yummy flyer and catch a yellowfin tuna on a long range trip. So, we would sell 24 or 36 of them a year. And, the guys on the boats, they put a big giant 10-0 single hook in it, that would work fine. But, we've refined it down to a system now. I mean, we've sold in the thousands of these yummy flyers now over the last 4 years. And, so we've got a little, the guys, rigging hook sets in these things and drawing the chart for the customers to show them how to troll these things and the whole kite thing and what's your kite rod set up and then what rod do you use to catch the tuna off the kite and it's a pretty dialed system now. I mean, this has really evolved in a very short period of time and it's been fun for our shop to be a part of that, because we're right
a huge part of it.
We're in the thick of it,
Literally in the thick of it. I mean so you've got all the boats, from the overnight day and a half to the long range that kinda like you're talking about, kinda brought it to the forefront. But now all the private boaters, it's one of the biggest ways that all these guys are getting these big fish.
Yep. And some of these private boats you see out there, 18-foot Parkers being able to boat a 200-pound tuna on the right nice day when they're
fishing a kite.
When they're tight and they're fishing kites and, all the way up to the yacht status and then, the professional boats, the you know, the Anthony Shays of the world and Steve Lasleys and Pete Grosbecks and those guys, and then the sport boat fleet and this whole flat fall thing. Shimano is so well known for just finding methods and finding tackle to implement those methods. And this whole flat fall thing, I mean, the butterfly jig thing kind of came to the United States about, you know, a little after the year 2000. And, it, you know, they called it vertical fishing, and we call it yo-yo fishing. You know,
it's kind
of the same idea, you know, reactionary bite. And that kind of took off a little bit. But this flat fall thing, they eat the flat fall as it's sinking, as if though it was a damaged bait or a, you know, just a free, easy meal.
Well, the lure as it's falling creates a wounded presentation.
It does. It literally, the jig is flat as it falls, and it just looks like a bait fish that's been wounded or, you know, basically on its last leg, sinking down in the water column. And when it goes through the thermal climb where the fish are, they just swim around and pick these things off. Well, you know, we discovered that they like that flat fall in that condition. You know, you roll up on a meter mark or a sonar mark at 4 in the morning, and they're obviously bluefin tuna, and you drop those things down, especially that glow color has been the, you know, off-the-hook thing, that 200 glow or the 250 glow. And
fishing at low light and in the dark.
And, you know, then that evolved, too. Guys would drop these things down and get the bite, but, you know, you'd be on a 100-pound tuna for 5 minutes, and they'd chafe right through your line, and, you know, we think 40-pound test is heavy gear. You know, well, not anymore, you know.
Yeah.
We're using 100-pound Spectra and putting 130 to a 200-even-pound leader, maybe 2 to 3 feet long on those flat falls.
That's crazy.
Dropping them down. Now a guy hooks one, you pretty much got him, you know. I mean, unless you get sawed off or something, you're going to catch a high percentage now compared to the way it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, just you're talking about that heavy a line. You know? I mean, that's but when the 200-pound, even a 60-80-pound bluefin inhales that lure to the gullet, you've got to make sure that you have that abrasion-resistant leader, at least a couple foot of it, just to make sure that it's outside the mouth.
It's paramount, and now it's just become a standard issue thing that you darn well better have, and the guys that are paying attention are catching the fish, and, you know, unfortunately, the guys that bring their... Well, okay, I have my Talica, you know, whatever now, 12 or 16 or even a 20, and they put, you know, 50-pound or 60-pound mono on there, they're going to chafe through that. You got to have that 130, 150-pound, you know, fluorocarbon, which has high abrasion resistance.
Yeah, right, and you emphasize fluorocarbon because of the abrasion resistance, but in my experience with the Calico and largemouth, that kind of thing, too, the mono, you might... be thinking, okay, I'm going to use 130-pound mono. I mean, what could be the difference? But trust me
trust
Doug that you have the stretch in the monofilament. And as that line stretches, it degrades and degrades and eventually does let go, where the fluorocarbon doesn't have as much stretch and it doesn't have that much of a breakdown, and it has the abrasion resistance. So don't sell yourself short.
Nope. You know? And I mean, and even that whole scenario, you know, the Spectra, no stretch. The fluorocarbon, no stretch. Now we've had to go to rods that are a little longer to give you that little shock absorber, and you've got to be more mindful of your drag setting. Yeah, you want a heavy drag setting, but in the beginning, you know, maybe let them run a little bit until you get the fish settled down so you don't rip hooks out and that type of thing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot going on, and I'll tell you what, for me being on this show, the first time I'm doing it by myself, I certainly appreciate Doug being here. And if you want to join us this morning, we have a couple ways to do it. We have our toll-free number at 877-792-1090. We have our local number, 858-457-1090. We do have a couple lines open right there. That's it. All the lines are loading up. If you want to join Doug this morning, we got a lot to talk about. Fish reports. We haven't even talked about the local yellowtail fishing.
We're going to get to that.
A lot of stuff going on this morning. And one lucky caller this morning. Doug's been gracious enough to give a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing. I mean, what a better shop to go. I mean, that's...
Come down and buy some flatfalls.
One of my premier shops. I deal with, you know, a lot of shops through Southern California, Doug. And there are a handful of shops that are premier shops, and Fisherman's Landing, the Longfin, there's a few of them through Southern California, and they're all spread out, and your shop's definitely one of them. So,
oh, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
That's for sure. I mean, like I'm telling you, I deal with a lot of them. So if you want to join us this morning, please give us a call. Like I said, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're going to be back with more fish reports. Take your calls here on Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 9th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Loomis rods, and the Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 9th only. Plus, get one free reel service with a minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin is Saturday, June 9th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 in studio with Doug Kern and having a great time. And by no mistake, I promise you, Pete Gray put Doug Kern in studio with myself for the first time in doing a show by myself for on Let's Talk Hookup. I'm awfully honored and awesome to be in here with you, Doug.
Yeah, it's fun to be with you, too. I mean, like I said in the beginning of the show, we've known each other for decades, and we've always had a good friendship and rapport, and, you know, you've taught me a little bit about fishing over the years, and so this is fun getting to do your inaugural solo hosting duty.
And
I'm happy to be here
just
with
talking
you.
Shop and talking,
yeah.
Talking nothing but good times here on Let's Talk Hookup, and What do you say we jump in the lines, Doug?
I like it. Let's see who's on the line there.
Yeah, let's do it. How about we talk to Tom? Tom's calling from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Who have we got on the line there?
Maybe.
Oh, he's watching his TV.
I think he is. Well, I tell you what, why don't we get back to Tom, and we're going to go to John. John's calling from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm over here in East Long Beach, Corey, over by your old stomping grounds in Hawaiian Gardens, right by El Dorado.
Oh, beautiful, John.
Yeah, I got a question for Doug. What would be your optimum setup for the yellows they're getting at the island right now?
Ooh, well, that's a double-edged sword because I'm biased to surface iron fishing. So I'm going to maybe talk about two or three different potential outfits that are very appropriate. We haven't really gotten a chance to talk about it yet, but the yellowtail bite has been off and on trying to come to life at the Coronado Islands, and looks to me like it's the real deal this time. The water temperature's warmed up, the conditions are straightening out, and over the years and the decades, June is the yellowtail month in my estimation. So ideal for surface iron, that's the most fun way to catch these yellowtail. You need a minimum of, I would say, a 9-foot rod, although I know some people will use an 8-foot rod, and you will catch an occasional fish, but you're going to leave your jig short of some of the potential bites. But 9 to 10-foot rod, certainly most manufacturers make something like that that are designated as a jig stick. Most of them have cork tape, so they don't have a reel seat style grip. And that way you can position your reel any place that's comfortable for you, and typically we position the reel a little further up the blank because that gives you a longer cast, and then you tuck that, that cork tape under your arm when you're cranking the jig. And I prefer, it's a star drag reel. A lot of people don't understand that a lever drag reel typically does not cast as well as a star drag reel. So if I had to pick my ideal outfit, it would probably be a CalStar 100 mag. That's a 10-foot rod. Or equivalent, 100J is another one. That's the fiberglass version. And put a Trinidad 20 on there. That Trinidad has got a lot of power. It's, a smaller, lighter weight reel to fish with. And then I would load that up with Power Pro or equivalent style braided line, 65-pound test. And most of the time, I like a 100-yard top shot of 40-pound test triple X Iser monofilament. And the reason for that is your backlashes, if you get them, are just not going to be as violent. The only time that I go with a straight braided line, the Power Pro, would be when you're fishing in or near the kelp, when those fish are going to get in the kelp. It's called a kelp cutter rig. You fill your reel all the way to the top with the Spectra, and then you can tie your jig directly. Or what I like to do is put a 40 or 50-pound little piece of monofilament or fluorocarbon on there, little 3-foot piece, and that way the little microfibers around your jig are not going to start unraveling. So that's the surface iron outfit. And then, we catch them on live sardines. We catch them on yo-yo jigs. And so a traditional 8-foot bait rod for, 25-pound or 30-pound test, again, probably a star drag. But with casting the bait, you could go with a little Talica 10 or something like that, but just your standard issue live bait rod. And then for yo-yo, we like 40-pound test or even 50. So, again, a star drag reel, your jig's going to sink out better. A 7-foot, very stout rod, maybe like a 700 extra heavy CalStar Graphite is a good choice for that. And, again, a Trinidad 20 or equivalent style reel. Those of you lucky enough to have the old Trinidad 40s, that's the machine for yo-yoing. So, anyway, that's just touching the surface on, some of the outfits you could use for the Coronado Yellowtail.
Yeah, and John, hopefully that answers your question there, and we appreciate you joining the show this morning. But, Doug, that's something that, with our local fish and what we were talking about, like at the islands,
yep.
You look at some of the counts off the full day trips, which were formerly known as a three-quarter day.
Correct, yes.
They truly are a full day.
I want to keep mentioning that to people as much as possible. All of us that have been in Southern California for years would call the trips we run to the Coronado Islands a three-quarter day trip, and they leave at 5:30 in the morning, get back at 5 or 6 at night. That's always been called a three-quarter day, but a true three-quarter day is like that 7 to 3, 7 to 4. And so the San Diego boats have
migrated.
Yeah, they've elected to call those trips now a full-day trip because, somebody coming from out of town that wants to go on a trip, from 5 in the morning till 5 at night, that's really a full day. So you're going to hear, full-day trips mentioned to the Coronado Islands. And then the traditional tuna trips, those are called overnight trips. So you depart at, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, yeah, and get back the next night at 6 to 9, depending on how far the fish are. So, yeah, reclassification, full-day trip, and overnight trip.
You're right. So, I mean, it totally makes sense. But with the, you know, getting to the full-day trips and the caller we just had, but
yep,
talking about the yellowtail fishing at the islands, I
yes
mean, I know Taro and the Liberty, he's kind of going offshore, and yesterday he had a couple handfuls of, 25 to 35-pound bluefin?
20 to 30-pound is what they okay called them. They had 11 bluefin for 10 guys. Very nice catch. That's half limits. And, you know, the Liberty will run offshore when it's appropriate or to the islands. Now, with this islands fishing turning around, Liberty has scheduled islands trips this week. There were limits on one of the boats yesterday, and I think 61 on another one over there. And I know I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and we had limits on the private boat.
But let's emphasize this, Doug.
Yes.
These aren't 5- to 10-pound yellows.
No, these are the real Coronado Islands yellowtail. I would call them 12 to 25 is the range, and I would call the average 15 to 20.
There it is.
They're
beautiful-sized
nice, fish. Nice, legit, beautiful fish. They're responding well to the surface iron, the sardines. The private boaters, definitely a good way to target and find them is with the Rapala. And that's also a good way if the sea lions are just horrible and you're drifting and the sea lions are hanging around you. Drag up and down the outside of North Island or the outside of South Island and pick a few up on, you know, the Rapala. Then you have located a school of fish. Now you can yo-yo, you can chum some bait, you can throw your surface iron if they're up on the surface.
But for the surface iron enthusiast, Doug,
yes,
what I love to see is there's some barracuda.
Yeah. Yes.
There's some calico. There's some
beautiful
bonito
calicos
in the mix. There's,
yeah,
there's an island mix right now that is getting back to a traditional,
yes,
a quote-unquote traditional period. You
yep
know, it's all, and you have to understand, it's the barracuda, the bonito that
yes
drive the bait that the yellow is chasing that
that's right
will actually eat your surface iron. It's
yes
all, it's a painted picture that just needs the last brush stroke of your surface iron thrown into the mix.
Yeah, we were over there, like I say, a couple of weeks ago, and the yellows were a little bit tighter to South Island, and we were catching 2 to 5 pound, even got a 6 pounder calico on the surface iron. If we would have wanted to target the calicos, we could have had 50 or 100.
Oh,
I mean, it was beautiful
me
fishing. Oh,
you're
my God.
Killing me, Doug. I tell you what, killing me. Talking about a killer spot on the Baja Coast. We're going to go to John Ireland. We have a special report. Hey, good morning, John. Rancho Leonero.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Corey. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning. How's it going down there?
Good. Well, they're just the first day of the tournament, so they're just getting rolling. I think good fishing all week, though, so we expect some pretty good results. Really, the news down here has been the Dorado showing up. You know, they showed up early in the season, 1st of March, and
wow,
we really thought we were gonna have a clear shot of them through the season. And then they tailed off again, and just in about the last week and a half, they really started showing up in real numbers. There's big schools of them. I'm not too far off the lighthouse, which is about 11 miles south of us, and further south, anywhere from 200 yards to a mile off the beach. And real large schools, the guys are releasing, you know, for every one they keep, they're releasing 5 or 6 or getting caught lots of fish. And the ones, the keepers are 10 to about 35 pounds. So there's been a lot of those. Yellowfin as well, they haven't been, had to go outside. The fish were last week 40 to 50 miles off under the porpoise, the yellowfin. And this past week, they've been much closer inside, and they've been catching them on the outside the park boundaries. There's been a lot of big yellowfin coming out of the park. And I'd say the average fish is about 30 out there and 260 pounds. So some nice yellowfin being taken on sardine out of there. A lot of billfish around. Just nobody's targeting them. Nobody's going after them. You see tailors every day when you're out there. A lot of rooster fish as well, and they're getting no pressure. Everybody's out there banging away at the Dorado. And limits of pompano. The pompano in the same area as the Dorado and the tuna. And so they're picking up some real nice pompano, some, you know, 5 to 10 pound real good eater pompano. So fishing's good, but the results are out on the tournament there. They just started today, and they got 3 days of fishing coming up. So we'll be able to talk about it next week on the results.
Man, it sounds like a good time, and I'm sure Pete and Rick, they're having a great time down there. And
yeah.
And you know what? What really interests me? Yeah, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of ironic because both Pete and Rick are down here, and I'm calling you down there.
Right, exactly.
It's a little abnormal, you know, like, come on.
Right.
They're off in the quads and fishing right now.
Oh, they're having definitely a good time. And what really interests me, John, is what you're talking about, the smaller rooster fish and the pompano. I mean, that's a beautiful, like, fishery for the fly kind of guy, or the guy who wants to take a youngster and fish from the shore down there, huh?
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. And about 25% of our business now are fly fishermen, and they've just been banging the draw out of there. We have a lot of sardine available, good big fat sardine available for bait, and that's the trick. They get them up top and they get them feeding and get them boiling around, and then they start taking the flies. So we had a couple of fly fishermen yesterday released over 30 fish.
That's
pretty good on fly.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. But I mean,
so big schools of Dorado out there. Not really a big size, but gosh, huge schools. So bodes well for later on in the season.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll hear Rick and Pete's report next week. But if anybody wants to come down, John, and join you, and maybe fly guy that wants to come down and do that kind of thing, how do they get a hold of you? Any openings?
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, we have openings through the summer, and it's been a good fishing year. It really has. I forgot to mention wahoo as well. They're having 2 or 3 wahoo per day, 50 plus pounders. So it's 800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com, and we upload the fishing pictures every couple of days, and a lot of really good, nice fish photos, some big fish, some big tuna in particular, and some big wahoo as well.
Well, definitely the most beautiful place on the Baja coast, and if not the planet Earth. So look forward to coming down sometime, John, and appreciate you with the awesome report.
Thank you, Corey.
And, yeah, no problem. I appreciate you making it easy on me, John.
no problem, buddy. And I expect to see Doug one of these days, too. You know, we keep talking about it.
You know,
we'll get you down here.
I can't believe people are driving by Taylor's and not throwing a mackerel on them. What is wrong with
right?
people?
And Rick?
No.
Hey, and Rick down
right?
there? Come on. We're going to have to give him a little bit of...
yeah.
Well, you know what? That's the thing about the ranch. In the early days, you know, that was the deal. Marlin were the deal, and everybody wanted them. But you know, 90% of our customers are returns, and they've been there, done that. You know, they've received 4 or 5, and so they drive. They do drive right by them. Huh. They do that. They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, to each his own.
It just shows how much billfish and how good the billfishing is down here. It really is.
Right.
Awesome. And you're talking about a fly guy get one on the fly. I mean, no better place to do it than Rancho Leonero. And, John, we appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next week. Awesome having you on the show. And, it just sounds like so much fun, Doug.
Yeah, and this time of year, too. I mean, this springtime when everything's coming alive and just gorgeous weather. And, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
No better place on the earth to be, but... San Diego, right?
Well, there you go.
There it is. And
Coronado Island.
And we've got a lot of reports, and we've got things lined up. Phone lines are packed, but if you want to join us this morning with Doug Kern and Let's Talk Hookup, two ways to do it, 877-792-1090, 858, local number, 457-1090. We have one line open if you want to give us a shout. The lines have been packed the entire morning. We'll be back on Let's Talk Hookup, the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
the San Diego International Boat Show. It's back.
All right.
Yeah, right.
I see all the docks set up over there.
Hey, they're loaded up. In fact, they've got over 140 boats from entry level, cruisers, personal watercraft, in-water displays, free demos, paddleboards, and kayaks, too, Doug.
Wow, yeah, and God, talk about perfect time. The weather's just ramping up to be this gorgeous spring-summer condition. I think our May gray is gone, and it's going to be a great boat show.
As we talk about, no better place to hold a boat show than San Diego. Admission's only $15, 12 and under are free, active military U.S. discounts. San Diego Boat Show, if you want to find out more, San Diego International Boat Show.com. It's here, 7th through the 10th, coming up this week, Doug.
Yeah, next Thursday and right through the weekend.
So again, San Diego International Boat Show if you want to get some tickets.
Very good.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're having a fun time in here in studio with Doug Kern. If you missed it, Pete and Rick are down at beautiful Rancho Leonero, no better place to be. And we've got our catch report this morning. Doug, is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafted knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general-purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try Anza Knives, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's ANZAKnives.com. See below for Anza Knives at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. That's going to be at the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds this weekend. If you want to go check them out, go say hello to Don and those awesome local knives. And
nice. Jump,
it's kind of neat. A local guy. How do you not
That's
support
cool,
him?
Right?
Right. So jumping into the catch report, we have Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning. How you doing, Brian? How's it going up there?
Hey, Corey, how are you guys? What's up, Doug? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, this week, you know, we saw some improvements finally in some key areas, some stuff that we've been kind of hoping, you know, and keeping our fingers crossed we start to see, you know, some sunshine, some stuff like that really played a big factor. So we're stoked here. Starting with our half-day scene, you know, it's been all about fun calico bass fishing. I don't think there's a single person on the planet that doesn't like to fish at calico bass. So we've had some days this week with phenomenal action on the fly line baits, both the anchovy and sardine. Let me tell you, the bait that we have on our receiver right now is gorgeous, beautiful bait. We did see our water temp hit that magical 65 to 66 degree mark, and we all know what that can do for that bass fish. It was a huge difference maker. So along the kelp, if you could pair up a good current with a little bit of clean water, you know, the boat would get bit really good. So we're starting to see some of that on that half day scene. The three quarter day stuff still on the fickle side, you know, we're, that area down there off Pendleton that we like to fish, you know, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, had some water in there a few days that was less than desirable. Not a lot of current to move that stuff out. But the small windows that we did have in there this week on the days that we could find some of that clean water, we did have some action. We did catch some bass down there. But we're still kind of splitting our time on those three-quarter day trips. Some time out in the morning, catching some rockfish, and then sliding to the inside there to finish the day off in the kelp, trying to catch some bass, sheephead, and stuff like that. So we also saw a little signal this week off the beach, that 3 to 6 mile zone. The kelps that are flowing out there are starting to accumulate a little bit of that yellowtail. Smaller fish, but still it's a sign. You know, we haven't seen anything in that good water out there for forever. So we're seeing that fish not really biting yet. It's racing around a lot. And, you know, what we're seeing it, it's not biting. So I'm sure we'll, you know, those three-quarter day trips, take that long loop to the outside and stay on top of that as this next week plays out for us. And then finally, the Fury, he was over at Clemente yesterday, and he had some phenomenal yellowtail fishing for his charter. They ended their day with 53 yellows, and that fish looked to be in like the 12 to 20, 25-pound range. He also had some real good rockfish and a nice smack on the wing cod as well to go with all that yellowtail. So things are finally starting to shape up here and kind of looking like we would hope for it to look like in June. So we're hoping this weather plays out as well. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call at the landing. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And this week, guys can use the discount code HU25 when you book online. Click on that Dana Warf banner ad. That'll launch you out to our website, and you can book online. Use that code. It'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips.
Yeah, you can't, can't beat that, Brian, 25% off. And, you know, shame on anybody that missed the previous weeks at 47, right?
Right. Yep, that ended with the first of the month. So I mean, we had some people scoop up on that. But, hey, 25% is 25%. So
you got to pay attention to the shows and listen every week because you never know what's going to happen. And, hey, Brian, mixed with 65-degree water with a little mix of anchovy, I mean, does it get any better for the local fishing?
I mean, we can hope it can get better, but it's where we want it to be right now, which is a good sign, so we're stoked on that.
So anybody wants to join you for a half-day trip, I know there's a bunch of locals, Sports Barber and Squig himself, you know, they all like to get in on it. And,
yeah, we had a good trip the other night with Lawrence and you know, a little wharf rats trip on the boat for the Twilight trip. It was cool. It got a bunch of kids out there, and some of those kids, man, they got it going on.
No, that's definitely good stuff, Brian. We appreciate the report. And Dana Warf Sport Fishing, always one of our key Southern California spots. We appreciate you on the show, and thanks for taking it easy on me today. And jumping right into that, you know, we were talking about the killer yellowtail fishing and some of that stuff going on. And what a better place to do it, fish calicos and yellows and on the surface iron with Jeff Mariani down at Cedros Sport Fishing. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
Hey, guys. It's Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sportfish.
Oh, Flowers. Okay. We're on it. I'm sorry.
How's it going, Jeff?
If I saw Rosie, I think I would know a little bit better. But we all know Jeff is Rosie's husband. Good morning.
Absolutely. RH all the time.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got to tell you guys got me so excited this morning about getting super-duper ready for the yellowtail fishing. I even ran out in the garage about 15 minutes ago and looked at all my baits that Corey's helped out with. And the flat falls that you were talking about, Doug, I got to tell you that we just started our season. Friday was the first trip down to the island, to the lodge, and we got some guys down there. And Mother Nature sometimes plays tricks on you.
Oh, yeah.
And so the guys down there, the water's rolled over just a little bit, but it's still decent fishing. However, we were down there last weekend doing some work on the lodge, getting it ready for opening season, and we got a chance to break away for a couple hours. And I'll tell you what, I've never fished yellowtail on flat fall, but it was wide open. It was very, very different fishing for me. I'm a surface iron yo-yo kind of guy, but it was very, very fun fishing 80 feet of water, probably 300, 400 yards just outside the harbor. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely, that's good times, Jeff. I mean, does it get any better? I mean, maybe add some calicos to it.
Well, you know, we actually after we had our quick fill, we weren't really prepared to fish, so we had to run back to the dock real quick and grab our local captain Javier. Had a friend run over to his house and grab his tackle box, and we went back out, kind of finished up a quick couple limits on the yellows, and then we went in and fished the calicos, which. That lasted for about 15 minutes because it was pretty good. Wind kicked up a little bit, and we had to head back to the lodge to get some stuff taken care of. But a notable comment for those who have started to call in and ask about fly fishing at Cedar Sport Fishing, a buddy of mine came down here to help out with the lodge and landed a 20-pound yellowtail on his fly rod, an 11-weight.
Wow.
That's good.
Kudos to Andy for doing that. That was a highlight part of the trip for us because we've been trying for a little while to do something like that, and he succeeded.
Oh, man, that sounds
pretty
like
cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well,
yeah.
You know, Jeff, I know Rosie was talking about openings in June. Is there still, like, a point where people can come down and join you?
Absolutely. We've got a few spots left for the entire season. She's pretty booked up, but, you know, jump online or give Rosie a call. I'll give you her number real quick. It's 619-772-7570. Again, that's 619-772-7570. Or you can go to the website and look at the schedule. And if it shows some spots open, give her a call because they're going quick, and we've even got people booking for next year as well.
Man, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I know we've talked about it, Jeff. We talked about it with Rosie, but the whole addition to leaving out of Tijuana Airport and using the CBX, and people are going to hear this over and over and over. And until you experience crossing the border with a cross-border express, a CBX, and jumping into the terminal at Tijuana, and leaving on the private jet that's taking you down to Cedro Sport Fishing, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
I'll tell you, it is. I mean, we've gone down there, all of us, before in the van ride, and you put up with the hassles of driving down there and the time, and especially getting back across the border could eat up a full day just sitting in line with the air conditioning going. You know, with Big Al and Patrick and Adrian and Rosie, they've figured out a way to have our own charter plane. Only our group of people fly on it. It leaves on our schedule. We get you down there earlier than anybody else can. We're the only ones who fly down direct from the Tijuana airport to the island. And you get in a full afternoon of fishing if you want to add another half a day to your trip.
Jeff, it really makes it a dream, really. I mean, until you experience, you don't understand what we're talking about. But
yeah.
I've done it maybe 8 or 10 times in the last 2.5 years since they opened that, 2 years. Has it even been 2 years? I don't know. But it hasn't been that long, but it is the best thing ever. You pay a small fee to use a bridge that crosses over straight into the terminal. Coming back, like you're saying, it makes it easier. You're literally coming through with your private customs. I mean, there's nobody in front of you. It's incredible.
Well, the thing that makes it even nicer is that Rosie's got it set up where we've got a group. Her name is a gal named Michelle that actually will meet you once you're in the airport, and we have porters that will actually take your gear, walk you through the customs, get you over to where you actually get out to go onto a bus that moves you around inside the airport itself, out on near the runway, the taxiway, and drops you off right at our plane. And a porter service also brings all your tackle. And they set it in, you know, on the ground outside, and they go through it. People look at it. They give you the okay sign. They load the plane up, and 2 hours later, wheels up to wheels down, 2 hours later, you're on the island. And I'll tell you, you can't drive a car from Brownfield to Ensenada in that time frame.
No.
And now you're taking a plane, and you're ready to fish within probably half an hour after you hit the island.
No, it truly makes it a dream, Jeff. So not only the dream location, but the dream way of getting there. Once again, if you have any openings, where do they find you? And we appreciate the report this morning.
Fantastic. It's cedrosportfishing.com. And give Rosie a call at 619-772-7570. You guys are doing a great job, man. I'm going to continue listening to the show today.
Hey, thank you very much, Jeff, and appreciate the report and the support. And with that being said, we're going to conclude the fish report. We've got Gundy Gundeson on the line. Good morning, Gundy, with a surf report on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing good, Gundy.
Morning, Gundy.
Oh, boy, that's a terrific place to fish, that Cedros.
Oh, absolutely, right? I mean,
it's a bucket list place, you know. It's just everything inside's full of life, and it's just a dream.
I'll tell you what you would enjoy, Gundy, and I listen to your reports, and I love the surf fishing, and the shallow water halibut fish in Cedros can be so much fun. And I'm talking like less than 15 foot of water. A lot of it in like 5 to 10 foot of water, Gundy. It is a lot of fun. Right up your alley.
Yeah. When I worked with Tommy, we ran these little skiff trips, and we'd find these little bands of like green water right on the beach and take 10, 12 halibut out of a little strip of water. It was just phenomenal. It's, you know, we're calico bass fishing. You focus on halibut, you got a whole nother ball game there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And like our local fishing's turned to great halibut fishing. I've heard in your reports of recent. Did that continue to this week, Gundy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll jump in here. because there's a lot to cover. Excellent week of inshore fishing, strong grunion run, and lots of anchovies inside. We've been talking about the, you know, the rebound of the bait, and that's really fueled what's going on here, and it's really a precursor to probably a good summer. The halibut bite was lights out up and down the coast. Calico bass, white sea bass, yellowfin, croaker, spotfin, all on the bite. Hook, line, sinker reported very good halibut fishing this week. Lots of fish on the inside, East Beach, Goleta, the sand spit, the dredge. I guess there's a harbor dredge, and that's got the halibut bite in a little bit. Nice mix of shorts and legal fish with a few double digits thrown in there. Sexy smelt flash minnows, key lime green, 3 and 4 inch swim baits. Rockfish, calico bass also active on the rocky spots, 3 inch kale and grubs working for those guys. Wiley's reported excellent fishing, several legal halibut reported this week. Topanga, Latigo, Malibu beaches were good. Crocodiles, hard jerkbaits, cut anchovies were the best baits. Just fishing in Redondo reported, and we've seen this up and down the coast, big influx of corvina this week. We got our nice weather, and these fish are on the move. The sand crabs are showing up. They had a couple fish in the 3-pound class in that South Bay stretch, and other reports, like I said, up and down. Big fish in Seal Beach reported phenomenal halibut fishing this week. Huntington Cliffs, Bolsa Chica, Dog Beach, Shoreline, Cherry Beach, all kicking out fish. 29-inch was the biggest fish, but they said just lots of legals. Guys coming back with 2-3 legal fish in a session. White flash minnows, white zoom flakes have been hot there. Same thing, Newport Beach, the guys reported a big influx of corvina this week. Several nicer models starting to bite there. Anglers seeing the sand crabs, and that's what's really pushing these fish in. Pacific Coast reported the first barn door of the spring, a 25-pound halibut taken in Carlsbad Lagoon on a live anchovy. We've talked about these regulars up there at Pacific Coast. They go to the bait receiver in Oceanside, get live bait, and then take it down to the lagoons, and a 25-pound fish tells me that it pays off. Live smelt's also been a good choice. And then finally, this is a report we got yesterday. 15 to 20-pound yellowtail were breaking on bait right outside the warm water jetty at Carlsbad.
That's
there.
That's crazy.
And, yeah, the guys, I guess two guys hung fish. They were 17 or something, and something near a 20 was the report we got. It was a little, I didn't get it. It was fresh off the presses. But, you know, that's just a function of that bait inside, Pete. And, you know, we're going to see this kind of activity here for the next several weeks, especially with the water warming and improved weather.
That's crazy, Gundy. Yeah, that size of yellows, like, you know, in the off the jetty of Carlsbad, right?
That's it. That's
Man,
it.
Man, bring it on, Gundy. Always an awesome report. I love hearing the inshore stuff and halibut in the surf, and always a great one. Great hearing from you, Gundy. Man, that yellow stuff just sounds like crazy.
Oh,
Doug.
My gosh. You know, they go where the food is.
Oh,
if the food's on the coast, you're going to find the fish on the coast.
I mean, you're hearing it here on Let's Talk Hookup. And, you know, that concludes our report. And summer's almost here, and now's a great time to get down to the beach and do some surf fishing. Visit Bill Varney's. Bill Varney, is it Varney or Varney?
I say Varney.
Okay, let's go with Varney. All right. With surffishtackle.com. To find all the gear you'll need to catch a fish at the beach. And that's
yep.
A great way to do it. Man, that's crazy reports, Doug. And we got a lot of show left. We the lines are packed. Man, what are we doing, man? This is
Hour one down.
Right. It goes fast. It does.
Well, this is the fastest 2 hours on radio,
Hey, we've got a lot of reports. We've got all your calls. The lines have been packed. We want to hear more from Doug, more from Fisherman's Landing Tackle here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We'll be right back.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Llanero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RancholandAero.com, it's unique.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new set up with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now, with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you.